This community update was brought to you by U-Radio. As the Canadian Muslim Women's Institute marks its 20th anniversary, the organization is celebrating with a project that warms both hands and hearts. Their Winter Warmth Care Package campaign is helping Winnipeggers in need stay safe this season. Mitten and neck warmer inside these packages is handmade by newcomer women training at Cutting Edge Designs, CMWI's social enterprise sewing program. Design instructor Rosalina Duada says the program meets women where they're at and helps them build confidence and community.
In general, Manitoba has sewing industry developed a lot. So we have a lot of sewing factories, big and small businesses, which require industrial sewing machine operators. We have ladies here. We train them entry-level skills into industrial sewing. And as a social enterprise, when we have orders, we are able to allow them participate in the order production, so they will develop hands-on experience working like factory in the factory settings.
The idea of paying it forward is woven through every stitch of this campaign. For many participants, the memory of arriving in Canada without warm clothing is still fresh. Now, they're creating the very items they once needed so badly. CMWI's executive director, Yves Satoriadu, says the need for warm winter gear is growing, especially for people experiencing homelessness or living in shelters.
And you can easily see that just walking across Main Street, right? You can see a lot of community members who are currently still struggling with being appropriately dressed for winter. They're still wearing sandals. They're still wearing, you know, light jackets or no jackets at all. So we felt that this is one beautiful way that we can, you know, meet that need, because there's an immense need for winter gear across our province and in Canada in general.
Cutting Edge Designs manager Mohammed Othmanaga has seen firsthand just how life-changing the program can be.
From the beginning, since I'm working here 7 years, we changed the life for more than 220 families. Most of them, she's now adapted to live here in Canada. Plus, she get the job. Also, she good for the government. Also, she pays back taxes. So these people now is kind of make sense for his life here, especially in Canada.
One of those women is Simhar Yosef Germe, who recently completed a 3-month training program. This part was read by U Multicultural's Taya Rashiva.
This project allowed me to develop strong technical skills while contributing to a meaningful community initiative. Knowing that these items would support individuals in need during the harsh winter months made the experience especially rewarding. This project not only strengthened my sewing abilities, but also reminded me of the importance of community support, teamwork, and giving back.
The Winter Warmth Care Package campaign is just one of CMWI's 20th anniversary celebration, which includes a zero waste initiative, school partnerships, a spring walk, and community gala. Satoriadu hopes that anyone who encounters CMWI recognizes the depth of their commitment.
We are committed in helping anyone that comes through our doors, and we offer a wraparound holistic support system that entails touching on every single basic need. So not only employment, not only supporting with accessing benefits, not only supporting them with addressing food insecurity, but affordable housing. We really want to tackle every single need in order to support community members being more comfortable and safe in their environments.
Community members can sponsor a winter warmth care package for $60 through CMWI's website or by e-transfer. A small act that can make a big difference. With U Multicultural and the Local Journalism Initiative, I'm Ryan Funk.